All right. Here's what are we doing?
We got
I'm just
picks.
Here for the ride.
We got a lot of them.
Okay.
We're going to be on holiday next week.
Who?
Alex and I are.
Yeah, that's right. Let's rephrase that. Some of us have to work on Christmas Day.
So we won't be able to do our picks for next week. So we got to squeeze them all in to
you,
today's show.
You like squeezing.
I mean, yeah, squeeze. I'm like people at the emergency room. I'm here, baby. All right, what are we doing, Giddens?
So also, I thought this would be fun. We've talked all year about how we wish the polls wouldn't release. So I'm just going to hold our records like you would prefer it, David, where we don't reveal everything until the end. So I'm not going to reveal the standings until all the bowl games are over.
Well, I mean, I understand why you're in last place by a bunch of games.
But I may catch up. You won't even know it.
I will say, I think, you don't have to tell me, you don't have to look about it. I think I'm one game behind Alex now.
We'll find out at the end.
Oh, and by the way, the phrase that made me famous last week.
Get out?
No. Well, that one too. But the phrase that made me famous last week with Jacksonville State and Troy, it came to fruition.
Yeah. What was that statement?
Well, I don't want to say it again because they might get rid of me. I've been harassed about that by a few people. All right, let's go.
All right, we're just going to go quick here. We'll do 10.
Are we doing rapid fire?
Going to try to. As rapid as we can.
The only thing rapid fire we use at a buffet.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Or at least longevity. So we'll start.
Oh, wait a minute. When we go rapid fire, do I have to tell us who's going?
No, just go.
Just go.
Just go.
Okay.
All right, so first game we'll start here in just a little while. Kennesaw State and Western Michigan in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Kennesaw State 10-3, Western Michigan 9-4. Western Michigan is 3-point favorites. Go.
I'm taking Kennesaw State. Love what their coach has done rebuilding the program. Think they have enough to beat Western Michigan.
I'm taking Kennesaw State as well. Like that campus. I don't know why.
Time to start catching up. Western Michigan.
He's going on the buff.
All right, next up, 1:30 p.m. today on ESPN. Memphis 8-4 and North Carolina State 7-5 in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. North Carolina State 4.5-point favorites. And giving me Memphis to start out with this one.
I think I'm going to take the Tigers too. I want Memphis in this one.
I'm going to take NC State. They're keeping their coach. Memphis lost their coach. That's a big thing in bowl games.
There's my get back even.
All right. Next up, we will jump to the FCS Championship semifinals.
Oh, my God.
This is a rematch of a rivalry. Montana and Montana State. This one was played earlier this year. Montana State won it at home. They've got it at home again. Montana's 13-1. Montana State's 12-2. 3 p.m. Central Time tomorrow on ABC. Montana State is 4-point favorites.
I will say this real quick. This will be one of the more competitive of all the games. Give me State.
I think it's hard to beat a team twice, so I'm going to say Montana goes on the road and wins this game.
I'm with Giddens. Montana, all the way.
Y'all are definitely behind now.
All right, the other FCS Championship semifinal, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. You've got Illinois State on a Cinderella run in the playoffs, heading to Villanova. Illinois State 11-4, Villanova 12-2. Villanova, only 1.5-point favorites at home. I was really impressed. I watched a good bit of the Villanova-Tarleton State game last week. I think Villanova is a really solid team. I think Villanova wins this and ends the run for Illinois State.
I know Villanova is good at basketball, or at least they were before Jay Wright retired. I think they're good in football this year. Maybe they win it. I'm taking Villanova.
Glass slipper does not fit. I'm taking Villanova as well. Clean sweep there.
All right, so we'll go back to the bowls now. Next Monday, 1 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. 2 6-6 teams doing battle. Washington State and Utah State. I think this will be a future Pac-12 game. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Utah State, 2.5-point favorites.
Give me the potatoes. I'd rather have the potatoes than I have either one of those football teams. Give me Wazoo.
Wazoo.
Red Flags been on game day. Give them glory a little bit. They've been on game day every week. For years.
I like saying give me the Aggies, so I'm going to say Utah State wins this one.
Okay.
I'm taking Utah State as well. Washington State's coach left, and there's been some issues with that.
I'm either going really good here or I'm going really poor, one of the two.
We'll see. We'll see at the very end.
I'm normally poor, so what does that tell you?
Next Tuesday, we got three games. The first one, 1 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. 8-4 Toledo and 8-4 Louisville in the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl. Louisville 6.5-point favorites.
Go, Bal.
Louisville. Simply.
I'm taking Louisville. The Cardinals.
Yeah, I'll give me Louisville. Fire. That's right. That's pretty easy, I think, right there. Then we'll go 4:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. 8-4 Western Kentucky and 7-5 Southern Miss in the New Orleans Bowl. The New Orleans Bowl.
Sorry. Say them two teams again.
Western Kentucky 8-4, Southern Miss 7-5. Western Kentucky 5.5-point favorites.
Give me the Hilltoppers.
Yeah, I'm going Hilltoppers as well. Southern Miss lost their coach, and Western Kentucky's pretty good.
Make it a clean sweep. Hilltoppers all the way. Love their jerseys and those funny helmets they usually wear.
Yeah.
All right, so late game Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. You got 10-3 UNLV and 8-4 Ohio in the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. UNLV 5.5-point favorites. And I'll start out with this one. And I know UNLV is a 10-win team, but I'm going to take Ohio in this one.
Bow.
I'll take Ohio, too. UNLV's got some outgoing players, and Ohio, they don't have a lot of outgoing guys.
I think Ohio is the Bobcats, aren't they?
Yes.
Give me the short tail, guys. I'll make it a clean sweep.
So we all go Ohio. Let's see. How many games have we picked so far in this segment?
That's your job.
I can't count. Hold on.
You're right. Kennesaw, NC State, the two whatever games, the FCS. Washington State, Utah
Seven,
State,
eight.
Toledo.
We picked eight.
Yeah, eight.
All right, so we got two more.
See, it took him 45 minutes yesterday to figure out a math.
Yeah, I was trying to solve for X without an equal. All right.
Take your shoes off. Please don't do it. Let me reframe.
You don't want me to take my shoes off?
No, please don't.
Please don't. Right. It probably smells like your farts.
Yeah, it'd be like my
feet
truck.
Smell fine.
Be like my truck.
You definitely don't want me to take my pants off then. Wednesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, we've got the Hawaii Bowl. It's a tradition on Christmas Eve, and it'll be 7-5 California going to 8-4 Hawaii. Hawaii getting to play at home in their bowl game. California, though, is 1.5-point favorites, 7 p.m. Central Time on ESPN.
This is pretty much pick 'em, but I'm going to take the Rainbow Warriors just simply because they're playing at home.
Give me the Fighting Brian Harsons.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
California, come on, Bama. Go with me here.
California into the season pretty good. I'm gonna go Cal. Golden Bears.
Hawaii's kicker learned how to kick on YouTube. Give me the Rainbow Warriors, David. I'm with you.
YouTube going to come from their demise.
One more here.
One more. We'll do Boxing Day, 12 p.m. Central Time.
Say that again.
Boxing Day. That's the day after Christmas. 12 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. You've got 7-5 Central Michigan and 6-6 Northwestern in the Game Above Sports Bowl, one of my favorite bowl game names. It's the Sports Bowl. Northwestern's 10.5-point favorites. And I'm starting out with this one, so this is the first spread we've gotten that's double digits. Seems dumb to go against it. Give me Northwestern.
You know, I think Big Ten ball is going to have Northwestern prepared. Give me the Wildcats, Northwestern.
Take the Wildcats, too.
All right, so there's 10, and we'll come back with, what, about 10 or 20 more?
We got a lot.
There's more bowl games than Giddens has eat this year. Okay, sticking with the theme of guessing games, picking games, however you want to call it, Giddens, let's go.
Well, we left off in the middle of Boxing Day. We'll keep it going.
I don't understand.
Boxing up the bowls. 3:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. 9-3 New Mexico, 7-5 Minnesota in the Rate Bowl. Minnesota, 2.5-point favorites.
Give me the Golden Gophers.
Row the boat. P.J. Fleck wins it.
It's up to you,
kids. Give me New Mexico. Ah, they get the 10 wins.
Anything over the border, I don't like it.
All right, next up, 7 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Later that night, Florida International University, FIU, 7-5 on the air, taking on UTSA. University of Texas San Antonio. This is an acronym, initial bowl, and UTSA is 9.5-point favorites in the ServPro First Responder Bowl.
Yeah, this is one that's close and near to dear to us. We've helped with this bowl before, and because it's in Texas, I'll go first on this. Give me the Roadrunners.
Utsa might be the best 6-6 team in the country.
Absolutely.
Owen McCowan, their quarterback. Robert Henry, one of the best running backs in the country. Give me Utsa.
Yeah, I think we're in a clean sweep here. Jeff Traylor leads his team to victory in the ServPro First Responder Bowl. Now, to Saturday, December 27th, we'll start 10 a.m. Central Time on ESPN. 8-4 Pittsburgh and 8-4 East Carolina in the Go Bowling Military Bowl. Pittsburgh is 8.5-point favorites.
I'll go first on this one. It's either the Panthers or the Pirates. You got peas to choose from. I'm taking the black-eyed peas. Give me Pittsburgh.
Taking Pittsburgh, too. ECU lost their starting quarterback to the portal and their offensive coordinator. Don't see it happening for them.
Alex, I was considering picking East Carolina, but you convinced me otherwise. Clean sweep for Pittsburgh here. It's going to be tough for East Carolina to win that game in that situation. Too. We'll jump ahead to 1:15 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. 9-3 UConn. Pretty good year for the independent UConn Huskies. 6-6 Army in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. And even though Army's barely in a bowl at 6-6, they're 8.5-point favorites in this one. I know UConn is in a similar situation to what we just talked about, like a lot of a lot of other teams losing their coach. Give me Jeff Monken and the Army Black Knights in this one from Fenway.
I'm taking Army too. UConn losing a lot of their players at the portal and their head coach. Hard to see them competing against Army. They gave Navy all they could handle.
Yeah, I think Army's methodical way of going down the field. Give me the Black Knights.
All right. Excited for this one. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Two ranked teams. We finally get some ranked teams in here. 22nd ranked.
Let me go back and say you said 2:30 in there. We're still talking about next Saturday.
Yeah, this is Saturday, okay. December 27th.
Okay. All right.
2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. 22nd ranked Georgia Tech, 9-3, against 12th ranked BYU at 11-2. In everybody's favorite bowl game, the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I will go on this one first. Give me the chocolate Pop-Tarts. I love chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts. Let me go on and say this. I am not a BYU supporter. You know that. They're the little darling ding-dongs that can't win the big game. Give me the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech.
Wow.
I think Georgia Tech has lost some pieces coaching-wise and in the transfer portal. I'm going to go BYU winning this
one. Sure you would.
I'll piggyback on Ginn's pick. Take the Cougars.
You need to be careful. He has picked BYU if they're even playing, no matter who they're playing.
I think they get the job done this time. We'll go to 3:30 p.m. Central Time on the CW Network.
CW
got a bowl game here. 7-6 Miami of Ohio against 8-4 Fresno State. Fresno State 4.5-point favorites in the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl.
I love me some Snoop Dogg out in Arizona, close to home. Give me the Bulldogs of Fresno State in this one.
Yeah, I think Fresno State has enough to get the job done here over the Red Hawks. Give me Fresno State.
Still can't get over Miami Ohio's quarterback quitting on him midseason to prepare for the NFL draft.
Yeah, Daquan Finn, baby.
That's just
Fresno State all the way. The Fighting Kalen DeBoers.
All right, we'll go to 4:45 p.m. All these games, by the way, Saturday. So, I mean, you've got quite a slate on the 27th.
And you did skip a pretty big game there, Giddens.
We'll come back to it. Okay. 4:45 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. 25th ranked North Texas at 11-2 against 9-3 San Diego State in the Isleta. Am I pronouncing that right? The Isleta? Maybe it's Isleta.
Forget the name. Who cares?
I don't know what that is. The New Mexico Bowl. North Texas, 3-point favorites.
And what was the record of San Diego State?
9-3.
And so is
North Texas. Texas is 11-2.
Give me the Mean Green here.
I'm going to go San Diego State.
I'm with Giddens. North Texas, another team that lost their head coach, lost their starting quarterback, lost so many pieces to the portal. And San Diego State's kind of kept intact.
Give me a chance that Giddens has to keep up with all of this. We really don't know who's going to win this.
All right. Now, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC.
You can't even tell me how many games we've done in this segment, can you?
More than one. 19th-ranked Virginia Tech at 10-3, taking on Missouri at 8-4 in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Missouri is a touchdown favorite.
James Franklin coaching in this game?
Seriously, Virginia.
Oh,
well, that's
Virginia Tech.
That's who he said, Virginia Tech.
I said Virginia.
He said Virginia.
No, you said Virginia Tech. That's why I asked that.
They're close enough anyway.
Okay, well, I don't care. I'm taking the other team. I'm taking the SEC.
Missouri.
Yeah.
M-I-Z-Z-O-U.
SEC all the way. Missouri.
You know what?
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to make this a clean sweep. Give me Missouri. All right,
next up.
8:15 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. You've got 7-5 LSU and the 21st-ranked 9-3 Houston Cougars in the Kinders Texas Bowl. Houston is 3-point favorite.
Who's coaching LSU in this game? Because their interim head coach just got hired at Ole Miss.
I have no idea, which means I'm going with Houston.
I'll go shot in the dark here. LSU. They had the talent this year. Had come together.
They don't even have a coach. They just run out there and call their own plays. I'm going with it.
Maybe Brian Kelly will come back.
They do have a coach.
And Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
But he won't be coaching them in that game.
Why?
He'll be sitting in the press box.
No. Trust me.
You think he'll be on the sideline down there?
No, I didn't say that. I said he'll be coaching. Somebody will be wearing an earphone with him. Every word will be from him from the press box. Give me LSU.
So, I go Houston, y'all go LSU.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
When are we choosing Auburn and Baylor?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
No. I mean, we're choosing all these other games. I mean, might as well choose it, too. It's coming up in August.
It's a ways away. I thought you were talking about the one that happened.
No, I'm talking about past August. I said pick, Giddens, not go back
on,
and
Dave,
review.
We got to get through this. Rapid fire. Yeah. Come on.
I'm sorry.
All right. Last game of this segment. Monday, December 29th. You've got 6-6 Georgia Southern at 1 p.m. Central Time on ESPN, taking the last pick team in the bowl games after so many other teams refused spots. Finally, Birmingham was able to find 5-7 Appalachian State as a representative Georgia Southern touchdown favorites.
I'm not even going to choose this game. Go ahead.
Alex, you want to go first?
I can go first.
You go first.
Y'all know the Nick Saban quote where he said they ran through us like something through a tin horn?
Yeah.
I think he's talking about Georgia Southern, was he not?
Yeah.
Give me Georgia Southern. Nick Saban knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, but that Georgia Southern team's coached by a different person now. It's Clay Helton.
It doesn't matter.
And I think that App State will take this opportunity to be in a bowl, which they didn't even think they were going to get, to their advantage. They're not a bad team. And they're going to beat Georgia Southern. Give me App State in this one.
I'm taking Georgia Southern. They'll visit the Galleria.
One of the great sights that you can see when you go to the J-Lab Birmingham Bowl.
Just take your shield with you. Your bulletproof vest.
Oh, man.
All right.
We got playoff picks plus one bonus coming up here in just a minute.
All right. Well, you know, we've got more games to pick, I guess, Giddens, don't we?
Yeah, we skipped a few earlier. We skipped the quarterfinals. No, not the quarterfinals. The first round of the college football playoff.
I figured something out, Bauman, real quick.
What is it?
There's a bowl for every bowl that Giddens would eat on a buffet.
That's a lot of bowls.
That's a lot of eating. I mean, what, you know?
Well, we do have one more bowl game to talk about.
The toilet bowl.
It might as
the
well
toffee
be.
Bowl.
No, the toffee bowl.
It is actually better than the toilet bowl. It's the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
I love it.
The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
You do know, seriously, I don't know if you know this or not, Bad Boy Mowers are bad. They're good mowers.
I mean, it's in the name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they sell them over here at a place in town.
Do you know who's in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, David?
Okay, if it's Bad Boy Mowers, it's got to be either Georgia, Alabama, or Michigan.
Nope, none of those teams.
Who is it?
I'll give you a hint. It was your national championship prediction for this year?
My national championship prediction. Auburn's not in a bowl. I can't even remember who I predicted.
These two teams.
Wait a minute. It is. Yeah, I did. One of them was Texas.
Nope.
No. I didn't. Was it? I don't. Was it LSU?
Nope.
No, because we've already had them.
It was the 6-6 Penn State Nittany Lions against the 7-5 Clemson Tigers. 11 a.m. Central Time.
Which one of them did I have in my...
You had both of them in the national championship game.
See, I just missed the bowl and the name of the bowl game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the importance of the game.
The Bad Boy Knowers National Championship.
Yeah. The pinstripe title. Clemson is 3.5-point favorites in David's national championship game. This one is on Saturday, December 27th. If you want to watch the true national championship, you can tune in on ABC at 11 a.m. Clemson is 3.5-point favorites.
Go first.
Neither one of these teams impresses me one bit.
That's why they're in the toilet bowl.
Yeah, you know why they don't impress them, David? Because their names don't involve food.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I
disagree with you there. Because a Nittany Lion and a Tiger is what crawled up in him the other day.
Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh, my. I'll take a team that I think finished the season pretty well. I think Penn State won their last three. Correct me if I'm wrong. They were 3-6, won three in a row. So give me Penn State in this one.
Bowman?
I'm going to take the Clemson Tigers. Dabo. They have a quarterback. Penn State doesn't. They have the freshman quarterback that hadn't played well all season. K. Klubnik still playing for Clemson, dealing with a little bit of an injury. But they have the better defense, in my opinion. They're going to win this game.
That quarterback turned a corner against Indiana and played better after that game.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. That was the one game that Indiana should have lost during the course of the year. They beat
and the Big Ten title game were – I mean, really
let's, yeah. Let's be honest with you. They beat Ohio State worse than what they did against Penn State. Okay, where is this game being played?
This one is at the Pinstripe Bowl, so I believe Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium, pretty good ways for the Clemson Tigers to go. But here's my thing: neither one of these two teams have to worry about players opting out. They're not good enough to opt out anywhere. But Klubnik scares me. He just absolutely scares me. I just don't think he's that good. However, I'm kind of like my man Bowman. I'm a Penn State fan. They're probably my second favorite college football team other than the Auburn Tigers. I just believe Clemson's defense is still pretty good. Give me Clemson.
So y'all both going Clemson and I go Penn State in David's national championship game. Congrats to whoever wins this game. You'll get a trophy courtesy of David McCurley.
Well, let me go out on a limb and ask this then. Who did you have in your national championship?
I wasn't too far off from you.
Come on now. Let's talk about it.
I had Clemson and Texas. So I had one of those teams.
Bauman, who was your national championship?
I believe it was either this game or it was Texas and Penn State.
So we all had Penn State in there?
We all had a combination of Penn State, Texas, and Clemson in the national championship.
So we all pretty much
But
suck.
You were the only one that had both of these teams. So Alex, I believe, had Texas and Penn State, and then I had Clemson and Texas.
So we all pretty much suck. And then I'll be honest
Texas
with you.
Was the closest to making the dream happen for
Texas
us.
Texas is not bad. They come close to making the playoffs. I mean, come on.
Well, close only counts in what?
Horseshoes and hand grenades, and it don't even count much in those. But I'm here to tell you that Texas did beat. Let's see, how many teams did Texas beat that are in?
They beat Oklahoma.
They beat Oklahoma.
They beat Texas A&M.
They beat Texas A&M. They did beat Vanderbilt, who I think should be in.
They got hammered by Georgia.
Yeah.
Yep.
But so did Alabama.
Most everybody did. Said, you know, Auburn played Georgia probably better than anybody.
Well, Alabama beat them the first time around.
Right. But anyway, let's move on. So we got...
all right, we'll go to the games, the actual playoff games.
Yeah, actual playoff games. What time, what day is Auburn's?
In the distant future, the very distant future, but hopefully I'm still alive.
You know what? I hope we're a running team next year. You know why?
Why?
We ain't going to have nobody to throw the ball to. They're all entering the portal.
Yeah. If they can just keep Cam Coleman.
I mean,
he's going to Alabama.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I've heard Ryan Williams going to LSU.
I'll take that trade.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, who's Auburn getting in the three-team trade?
I don't know, but Cam Coleman don't put
Marion Brown.
Cam Coleman don't put fingernail polish on, I can tell you that. All right, where are we going, Gitto?
All right, so speaking of Alabama, we'll start with tonight's first-round playoff game, the ninth-seeded Alabama Crimson Tide.
The Alabama Crimson Tide!
Take on the eighth-ranked Oklahoma Sooners at Norman, a rematch from just about a little over a month ago.
Nelly, he fumbled and Alabama's got it.
Did you ever hear that?
I just heard it just now.
That was Keith Jackson.
Yeah.
Every time.
Alabama fumbles every time?
Fumble and Alabama's got it.
Let's hope Alabama does not turn the ball over as much as they did.
Let's hope they don't
the first time around, because that was the what spelled doom in Tuscaloosa. Now they got to do it in Norman. However, Alabama, 1.5 point favorites on the road. 7 p.m. Central Time tonight on ABC and ESPN. The total is 40 for this one, 40.5. Is there any chance these two teams combine to get over that?
Yes, I think so. Seriously.
I mean, 40.5. They got to what? Well, they get a 44 last time?
Think about it. That's 20. Only 20 points for each team. I mean, come on. I think they'll get there. I think Oklahoma will.
I don't know about Oklahoma, unless their defense scores the 20 points.
I'm telling you now, though, at Oklahoma, you're playing, you got that sideline over there where people can run off of get touchdowns, and you've got
get illegal touching that wasn't illegal touching, right. Like Ryan Williams got that one year.
Yeah, and of course, if Alabama picks up a fumble and runs it in for a touchdown, they don't have to worry about it. They'll call it back.
Yeah.
It'll be a fumble.
So, who you guys got?
I'll let y'all go first on this.
Can I not pick this game?
You got to pick it.
Because what I think is going to happen and what I want to happen are two very different things.
That's you got to do what I do for Auburn games. You pick the other team, so it's a win-win.
Here's
if
what you
Auburn
do.
Loses, you get the pick right. If Auburn wins, then Auburn won. Who cares about the pick?
I mean, you know, you got to do what he does for every game.
What is that?
Go by your stomach. Just eat.
Just eat.
Don't
just
watch
eat.
The game. Just stand in line at concessions.
That's
the
right.
Whole time.
All right. Who are you going with, by the way? Are you heart or your head?
I'm going with my heart.
All right.
I haven't gone with my heart all year, maybe one time. I'm going with my heart here, taking the Crimson Tide to pull off the upset.
Now, wait a minute. The week of the Iron Bowl, you said Auburn's going to win this game. And you came in here and picked
that's
with
the other
your
one,
heart.
That's the other one time I picked
that's
with
what
my
I'm
heart.
Saying. That was the one time.
Yeah.
Giddens, is it
you picked with your heart in the SEC championship game, too.
No, I thought that was going to happen. No, I thought we were going to win.
Well, all right, Giddens, what about you? Where are you going in this one?
I think the old adage of it's hard to beat a team twice it rings true in college football. And it is really hard to do that. And I think Alabama, if they just take care of the football, that was the one thing that really messed them up. First time around, almost doubled Oklahoma in total yards. Time of possession was in Alabama's favor. R. Mason Thomas is back for Oklahoma, so he can cause even more havoc. But I think Alabama's going to come out with a good game plan, and Alabama wins this game on the road.
When is the last time, other than when Oklahoma came to town, Bowman, that Alabama lost at Bryant-Denny?
I believe it was Texas when Sark was there with Quinn Ewers, if I'm not mistaken.
It's been a long while.
That was 2023.
Texas coming – I mean, Oklahoma coming to Alabama this year and winning at Bryant-Denny Stadium is not an easy thing to do. They did it out there in Norman last year. They did it at Bryant-Denny this year. And you talk about it's not easy beating a team twice. What about three times? You know – Kalen DeBoer does not have Oklahoma's number. Never has. He hasn't beat them since he's been there. Okay? And it'll continue tonight. I think Oklahoma's going to be too tough at home. I think Alabama, I think their season comes in. But here's what I want to say real quick before the national championship game. All of these first-round teams that lose in the playoffs, they ought to all get together and have four bowl games that ought to be sponsored by Roto-Rooter, and it ought to be called the Who Gives a Crap Bowl.
The Crapper's Full.
No, that's Serpro. We're going to go Who Gives a Crap Bowl.
Isn't that what the rest of the bowl games are, too?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just saying after you lose out of the playoffs, who cares whether you're in a bowl or not?
You think that is every single bowl. Player would opt out of that bowl game? I can guarantee it.
Absolutely. It's crappy.
The cheerleaders would opt out.
It's crappy.
The band would opt out.
Big Al
would. And trust me, every single fan would opt out of that.
And Big Al wouldn't even go. That's what you call a real crappy bowl game. All right, yeah. Go on.
I should have done that game last, even though it was in chronological order.
Get out of the way.
It's going to get worse and worse as we go, I think. First, we'll go 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC and ESPN tomorrow. 10th-ranked Miami at Kyle Field to take on the 7th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. A&M's a 3.5-point favorite at home.
I'm going to be honest with you. This may be the best playoff game of them all right now.
I think so, too. I mean, it's the most appetizing game on paper.
And it's the first one of the day on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Personally, all the debate. Should Alabama got in? Should Notre Dame got in? Should Miami got in? Miami's still a good football team. Okay. They were nowhere near winning their conference or their even being in their conference championship game. But they're good enough to win a playoff game. But I'm going to go back again. One of the best places that you don't get a lot of wins at is at the 12th man. I think A&M is favored in this game because of that and that only. I think these are two evenly matched teams, but I think A&M will squeak it out.
I'm with David. Carson Beck, Miami starting quarterback. Never been a believer in him. In these big moments, it always feels like he shrinks, throws the interception that cost him the football game. He's done it a couple of times this year. I think he does it in this game, but it's going to be close. It's going to come down to the playmaking of Marcell Reed, and I think he does it.
Guys, Miami's in the playoff because BYU got blown out by Texas Tech.
And that surprises you. Why?
I'm just saying, if BYU plays a close game against Texas Tech, Notre Dame's in the playoff.
And you know what? If those officials at the Auburn-Virginia game a few years ago would have called traveling, we would have won a national championship, but we didn't.
We didn't.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, oh, what a Christmas we'd have.
I mean, Miami, if you asked all their fans probably like 2 weeks ago, are y'all going to the playoff? They'd say no chance. Look at how the committee's ranking us. All logic defies us finding a way in, and yet somehow they get in.
So are you telling me that BYU deserves to be in the playoffs?
I'm not saying BYU deserves to be in the playoffs. I'm just saying it did not look like Miami had a chance, and then somehow Miami found its way in.
That's what because
What do we call that in sports when a team looks like they're on the outside looking in, and then somehow they find a way to play for a championship?
We call it luck.
They're playing with house money.
All right.
Miami is going to play with their hair on fire in this game. A&M finished the season poorly, and on top of that, played the worst schedule in the SEC. This is not the same Miami team that lost to Louisville and SMU. Miami boat races Texas A&M at Kyle Field.
All right, hold on just a minute. I'm going to go a little further on this game because I'm going to disagree with you there. I do agree with you that Texas A&M played the weakest schedule in conference in the SEC. Tell me, other than Notre Dame, who did not make the playoffs, who did Miami beat that was any relevance in this college football?
If you compared Miami and Texas A&M schedules, I'm not going to do a breakdown for you every single one.
I'm asking who was relevant on their schedule that is in the college football playoffs or even close to it. Who did they beat?
The next best win after Notre Dame.
Florida State.
South Florida.
Where's Florida State at right now?
Maybe Pittsburgh?
South Florida.
South Florida? Where are they at right now?
We thought so highly of South Florida that we took their head coach at Auburn. So we should be promoting.
You took Liberty's head coach, Giddens.
We should be promoting South Florida as a good football team.
I don't care whether we promote them. I'm saying they're in the Weed Eater Bowl. I'm trying to ask you that if you're going to talk about schedules with Texas A&M, tell me who Miami beat. They lost to Louisville. Who is Louisville playing in a bowl game? Who is it? Tulane?
Toledo.
Toledo.
All right. So come on now. Who's Virginia?
We can't just use the transitive property throughout all of college football, David.
You brought up scheduling.
I said that Texas A&M did play the weakest schedule in the SEC. I'm not using the transitive
property.
But
you also said that they got smoked in the last – or what was it you said about the last four? They lost one game this year.
I said they didn't look very good near the end. They were down 30-3 at halftime to South freaking Carolina.
And they won. And Alabama is in the playoffs, and Alabama should have gotten beaten by South Carolina.
Yeah, it took a miracle.
I'm just saying, you can say that for a lot of teams.
That was at South Carolina, and South Carolina went to Kyle Field and did that at the same time slot.
All I'm saying is that Texas A&M has – I'm not a Texas A&M fan. They've lost one ball game to their rival by what?
10 points.
10
points. 27-17.
Okay.
The same Texas team that should have lost to Kentucky.
They're playing at home because they deserve to play at home.
They deserve it.
Right. And Miami really don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
But yet they're there.
They're there.
And that's a problem for
Miami. Miami didn't even make the ACC championship game.
In any sport, when a team somehow lucks their way in, they start playing a whole different brand of their sport.
I get it. I get the term house money. I'm with you. Okay. Miami's playing with house money, but there's also a term in banking called overdrawn. And that's what Miami will be after Saturday. Let's go.
So I got Miami. You guys got Texas A&M. We'll see how it goes. All right.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'd be really shocked if there's any differentiation.
That's what Stevie Wonder said. We'll see.
Coming up next, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on TNT, HBO Max, and True TV.
What a brand for football.
I know you've been watching a lot of football on HBO Max all year long, but now that we have playoffs, it's time to watch football on HBO Max.
Hey, I'm used to watching Charles Barkley and Shaq on TNT.
Maybe they'll be on there promoting this one. Thanks, College Football Committee, for giving us a game that already happened this year where one team won 45-10 over the other one. We get to watch the exact same thing happen again. 11th-ranked Tulane, 11-2 on the season, heads to Oxford to take on 6th-ranked Ole Miss. Ole Miss is 17.5-point favorites. Look, guys, I'm a fan of the group of 5, 6, whatever, getting a seat at the table. But you have to at least give us some sort of differences here. Two first-round matchups are rematches of games that already happened this year. Why does the committee think something else will happen? I mean, it may happen, but it's a long shot. We want to see new, unique matchups. This one is not it, especially since the Alabama-Oklahoma game was at least close. This was nothing close to a new game. Plus, they flipped home field advantage in that one. This is an exact replica of what we've seen, and I don't see much changing. I'm going to go ahead and give my pick, Ole Miss.
What do you think about rapid fire? We'll make it quick. Go ahead.
If someone can tell me who Tulane's leading rusher is on the season, I'll buy you lunch.
I can't even
Jake Retzlaff.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's not going to be back for a week. He ain't going to buy an old dadgum lunch. I'll tell you what. We'll buy your lunch. Let's go in there and get some of that corn on blue, man.
But Tulane's starting quarterback is their leading rusher against Ole Miss, who has one of the better defensive lines in the country. This game is going to be like it was in the regular season. It's going to be a big win. Ole Miss all the way.
I'll just go ahead and make it simple. Ole Miss, let's go.
I mean, I hope Tulane keeps it close somehow, but it's a terrible matchup for them. Why the committee did this to them, I won't understand. We go to the final playoff game, our final pick of these 25 that we've gone through. There'll be a lot for me to sort through later. 12th-ranked James Madison in their fourth year as a football bowl subdivision program, 12-1 on the season, lost to that Louisville team you were talking about too, against 5th-ranked Oregon, 11-1. This one will be at Autzen, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on TNT, HBO Max, and True TV. Oregon's a 3-touchdown favorite.
I'll go first on this, and I'm going to ask a question. And I'm being dead honest here. I want to have your guys' opinions. Since the BCS, since the playoffs started, 4 teams, 8 teams, 12 teams, and wherever we're going, has Oregon not been the luckiest as far as seeding and getting to play who they need to play in the history of college football?
Not last year.
They got Ohio State.
But outside of that game, pretty lucky.
But remember.
Which was a rematch.
It was a rematch. But remember, what had Ohio State done right before that? It lost to Michigan.
Laid an egg.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying. I just think Oregon gets an easy way a lot of times. This is one of them. I mean, listen, I love the story. Love James Madison. They deserve to be at the table. I told you before all the Duke, Virginia, and all that, I said if James Madison deserves to be in the playoffs, they need to be in now. I don't have a problem with them being in, but I don't think they're going to win. The only team that James Madison would have a chance to win in the playoffs in this format is Tulane. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's tough, especially in the NIL era, for the group of five to stack up with the big dogs of the Power Four Conference. I still think they can be competitive, and I really hope for the group of five's sake that one of these games is competitive, because if they're both blowouts, if we have two examples of what can happen this year, you had Boise State with a bye last year and they weren't very competitive against Penn State, and then you have two blowouts this year in the first round.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of talk at the tables of these big decisions. They're going to talk about separating this thing and having a Power Four playoff and a Group of Five playoff. I'm telling you. They're going to separate this thing if they can.
I'm telling you what else is coming too, real quick. I'm going to say my pick is going to be Oregon. Oregon next week gets hammered by whoever they play. I'm just going to go on a limb and tell you that now. I don't care who it is. They're going to get hammered in the second round. Now, with that being said, a lot of teams are going to be 10-0 going into their 11th game in years to come. You know what they're going to do? They're going to lose on purpose where they don't have to play in a conference championship game and they get a bye or a home field advantage in the first round playoffs. It's coming. They win their last week and they finish the regular season at 11-1, and they don't get penalized for losing or winning a conference championship game, but yet 11-1, same thing Oregon's doing right now. Am I not telling the truth? Does Oregon, as an 11-1 team, even though they lost to, who was it?
Lost to Indiana.
Indiana, but they didn't play Ohio State. They didn't play, you know, Michigan.
They beat USC, but I'm
just saying their schedule was, so they're 11-1. They get to host a first round playoff game and they didn't even have to play in their conference championship.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I'm saying it's coming.
You're going to Oregon.
Yeah, I'm going to Oregon. I'm not stupid.
Alex?
I'm with David. Oregon feels like they always get these easy games, the gimme games where you just look at it in the first round or the second round. They're like, Oregon should win this game. Oregon should win this game, and I think they do, but it will be one of the closer games of the first round.
Yeah, I think one of these games has to be close. Tulane's either got to show up or James Madison's got to show up, or we're seriously going to be looking at a split between the group of five and the power four. And I mean, if you ask, I think it's crazy to me hearing commentators all across the country talking about how they want it separated. Especially guys that used to play back in the day. Like, if you talk to any James Madison or Tulane player and ask them, hey, would you rather get to play against the Ohio States and the Alabamas and the Georgias, or would you rather just go and play your own group of five national championship? What do you think most of them are going to say?
They'd rather play Alabama and Ohio State.
Yeah, exactly. The competitive drive in them is always going to win there.
You know why? They're put on TV, and they got a chance to show somebody on TV that they're worth what those other two teams are.
And although James Madison didn't compete at the FBS level, they had a winning culture at every level they've ever been at in football. So this program is going to come and fight hard in Oregon, in Eugene, at Austin Stadium tomorrow night. And I think it's a game in the fourth quarter, but I just cannot for the life of me actually pick James Madison to pull off this upset outright. They definitely beat the spread. But give me Oregon to advance in the next round.
All right. There you go. That's all of them.
We'll have a lot more picks next time, too, whenever that is.